There is much more that our Lord said that evening, far too much for me to tell you. Thankfully, John has written much, so you can study it, and I encourage you to if you can. One thing that is often told of that evening is the few words spoken between Simon Peter and our Lord. The time when Simon Peter said, "I will lay down my life for you." But Jesus had replied, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. The sad truth is, when trouble came, most of us scattered, ran the other way. Most of us didn't even follow. At least Peter did that. But more of that another time. For now, let's think on the things that Jesus said that night. One of the things that I have often pondered is that he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." I've been pondering those words these last 30 years. One thing seems clear. We must follow his way of living and being, even if that means washing someone's dirty feet, praying for our enemies, or inviting someone from, well, the wrong side of the street to share a meal, and so much more. Surely we must live as much as we can in the way that he did. And there are so many examples of the way he lived. Much is written by Matthew, Luke, and Mark, as well as John. And do read the other accounts first, as I think John has written his account on the basis that we have already read the other accounts. But how can we do the things he did and live the way he lived? Well, he made 3 gifts or promises. He said them all that night when he was speaking to the disciples. I find them a help. Perhaps they will help you too. The first thing he said is, "If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." Wow, what a wonderful promise. Some people not from our culture, think it means they can pray for anything, no matter how ridiculous or selfish, and add Jesus' name and it will be granted. But no, it's much more about praying in his way, praying for the things he would pray for. And thankfully, as I say, with all that is written, he gave us so many examples in his life. Even in years to come, people will be able to hear about the way he lived. Perhaps even read it for themselves. The second gift that he gave that evening was when he said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." He meant the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit has been with us right from the start of creation. But in these 30 years since our Lord went away, oh, how we have seen the Spirit at work in our lives. Ask any follower of the way. That's how we are called nowadays. We all see the Spirit at work in our lives, or the lives of people around us, encouraging, strengthening, guiding and comforting, and being our advocate when we get things wrong. To me, explaining how the Spirit works is one of the hardest things to put into words. But it's when I see or hear ordinary people like you and me, doing extraordinary things for our Lord, things I would never have imagined. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let us come to the third promise or gift he gave us that night. For he also said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And when I think of all that happened in the next few days, never mind these 30 years since, he said, let not your heart be troubled. We have to remind ourselves of those words so often. So much has passed in the world that is so troubling. Yet he gave us his peace. The peace that passes all understanding. And what he gives, he does not take back. So we encourage one another and pray for one another that whatever happens in our lives, we will guard and keep that most precious gift of peace.